Welcome back to today's Lately Radio Sports Page. I'm Tyler Crabb. It was a rough return to American Rivers Conference play for the Central basketball teams at Coe College Saturday, as the Dutch women fell 81-39 and the men lost 88-74. In the opening game of the doubleheader heard live on 92.1 KRLS, the Dutch women fell behind early and couldn't keep pace with an efficient Coe offense. Coe came out of the gates firing on all cylinders, making 5 of 6 first quarter threes and 12 of their 14 shots overall to take a 29-8 lead into the second quarter. Central head coach Justin Whelan said that while Coe did their part in getting off to a great start, he felt like his squad's energy wasn't where it needed to be.
We've got to be ready to play. We just weren't here tonight. We didn't quite get off the bus. The energy just wasn't there, and that all, I'll take accountability for that. It starts with me, whether that's getting them better with preparation, get something said in the locker room, whatever it is. We got to be ready to go. And
the Cohawks continued to pour it on after the opening period, outscoring the Dutch 22-9 in each of the second and third quarters to stretch their leads to 51-17 at halftime and 73-26 heading into the final 10 minutes of play. The Dutch found a little success in the fourth quarter, outpacing Coe 13-8 in the final period while shooting 40% from the field. Overall in the game, the Cohawks shot 48.3% from the field and 39.3% from behind the arc, while Central mustered just 25.4% shooting from the field. Coach Whelan gave credit to co-head coach Kayla Wasco for building a well-balanced roster that currently sits atop a deep conference field.
They've got nice players all over the place. They've got a nice mix of some older players and some younger players. You know, they've got shooters in basically in every spot on the floor. They've got a big that, you know, can protect the rim. Obviously, they got a returning conference player of the year in Katie Kirkham, who's, you know, one of the best, you know, point guards in all Division III. It's a shame that they're not in the top 25 or not even receiving votes. They're coached really, really well. Kayla's been doing a great job. And they've been building this over time. And to me, it just goes to show you how many great coaches and how many great teams there are in this league. And that's why it's so hard every night, every game, whether you're home or away.
On the defensive end of the court, the Central women were able to nab 9 steals and force 20 turnovers. Senior guards Abby Johnson and Gabby Moore each scored 6 points with an assist and a steal as the Dutch fell to 8-5 overall and 1-3 in conference play. Continuing our recap of the Central College basketball team's losses to Coe College on Saturday, a slow start from the Dutch men's team allowed the Cohawks to cruise to the 14-point victory in the nightcap. With the score tied at 4-4 at the 16:31 mark of the first half, the Cohawks broke out a 22-6 run over the next 6 minutes of game action to pull ahead 26-10 midway through the half. Over the last 10 minutes of the first half, Coe's lead sat between 12 and 18 points, and Bradley Curran's layup just before the intermission made it a 45-29 game at the break. Central head coach Joe Steinkamp said that the Cohawks' first half three-point shooting was the difference in the game.
Coe played a great game. They really came out in that first half and shot extremely well from threes. You know, I think, you know, they hit 7 of 11 from three in that first half and really put us on our heels. And we didn't respond the best. And kind of a combination of our cold shooting and their hot shooting in the first half was really the difference in the game.
The Dutch slightly chipped into the deficit in the second half, pulling to within 8 points of the Cohawks on 5 occasions, but struggled to get key stops when they needed them most. Coach Steinkamp said that while Coe did a good job of knocking down tough shots from behind the arc early, he felt his team's defense didn't do enough to disrupt the Cohawks' rhythm.
The first couple that they hit were tough shots, and I think there was even a bank in there. But then they got comfortable, and I didn't like our activity level on the ball. I thought they just got comfortable. They ran their stuff pretty easily, and when you're comfortable, it's easier to make those threes. You know, the 3-point shot is such a swing play in the game, but there's different types of threes. There's heavily contested threes, and we can live with teams making that. But I thought they just got too many easy ones tonight.
Owen Schipper led the Dutch with 21 points on 8 of 11 shooting from the field and 5 of 6 from behind the 3-point line, while also adding 7 rebounds, 2 assists, a block, and a steal. Center Joshua Van Gorp returned from an ankle injury that kept him off the floor in Central's games on December 28th and 29th and contributed 16 points and 7 rebounds. Bradley Curran and Caleb Brand added 15 and 12 points respectively as the Dutch fell to 7-6 overall and 2-2 in league play. Both Central squads will look to rebound next Saturday, returning to PH Kuiper Gymnasium for the first time in over a month to host Loras College in a doubleheader at 2 p.m. Both games of the twin bill between the Dutch and Dewhawks next Saturday can be heard live on 92.1 KRLS, beginning with pregame coverage at 1:45. With this look back at the Central College basketball team's losses to Coe College, I'm Tyler Crabb on today's Nightly Radio Sports page.